Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Shabbat's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. The air date of this episode is January 11th, 2022. We're joined, you know, by our crew tonight, Lady Che, Che Nkrumah, General Ramel Understanding, myself, Shabbat Sankore. Also, too, we want to give a shout out there to Dr. Nas, who's been hosting the God versus the Devil series every Sunday. So we're going to read out greetings to our crew. Greetings, anybody out there, and how you doing?
Yes, and Bianca's on, too.
Okay. Greetings.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
We hear you there,
love,
man.
Black power to the fullest. And it's cool. I'm on my way.
Yes, sir. Good.
Yeah.
Brother Isaiah.
Yeah, let's ask the decorum one at a time, please.
Peace
and love, family. Peace and love. I'm so glad that we are all here. Everybody is made it. And everybody is living and seeing another day right about now. No matter what trials and tribulations that we've gone through, our faith, we are still here. And we're still on this forum, and we're here to give vital information to our family.
Yes,
ma'am.
Thank
you. What's the show about tonight, my
family?
Alas, ma'am. I say. Okay. I say to you, Brother Trey, what's the topic for this evening?
What's the name of the show?
Tonight we'll be discussing what this justice look like in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be discussing on what justice in the United States looks like in 2022. We'll be discussing the sentencing of the killers of Ahmaud Arbery and the shooting of George Floyd's niece in Texas.
Okay. All righty. Well, you know, it's good
real quick,
that those
Brother,
guys got...
Real quick, Brother, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Family, let's just have some up. A little bit of decorum, and one at a time means we're going to meet each other just so that everybody can be heard at one end. We're not talking over each other, and communication can flow nice and even tonight for our Brother Shabaka's broadcast. Please.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Sure, go ahead.
What does justice look like in 2022?
Well, I did heard about, you know, what's going on with that case. Well, I think it's like it's, you know, the slow pace right now, but you know, we gotta get the. Well, you know, I'm so glad they went to jail. They got life, but without parole, right? So I'm glad they did that, but now that's people. But I don't know about now, though. But I think it's like in a slow pace right now. So, and we're gonna see what else, what's going on.
Well, I'd like to speak up first and foremost, giving thanks to everybody who's on this panel. However, I feel that the only way that we are going to get true justice is by getting historical justice. The only way that we can get certain kids in the bud now is if it's made illegal, which we've been trying to petition for decades as far as this Emmett Till anti-lynching law being passed. We won't see so many killings. If that is, but we have to really go, you can't know where you're going until you know where you're coming from. So we have to get historical justice. Our people have been trying to get certain movements and bills passed and pushed for over two, three decades. We, now that we have these voices and these platforms, if we can get these things passed, that's the only way that future endeavors as far as justice are going to be able, even as far as reparations. Every other nation that has gotten reparations in this country has had documentation of what is being done to them. They have proof of what is being done to them. The only way that we're going to get this proof is if we get these bills that have been trying to get passed, and then that whole, the reason why these bills are being passed, why should we?
From the guy's back, my boy.
Sounds like air.
Sounds like they are underneath the water or something.
Well, I'm not too sure of what the background noise is, but I definitely know that historical justice is very, very imperative in order for us to move forward, because there are certain movements that have been going on. And once those bills are passed, those issues are brought to light, future endeavors can be addressed. And that's just my piece.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to get justice from these people, nor equality. I don't think that, you know, these people are ever going to give us our proper justice or our proper equality, you know, so we should stop looking for them or asking for them for anything.
Nothing worth having is given at all. So let me rephrase what I'm saying. The justice that we are after, that we will have, and that what we're going to take has to come from a place of historical movement as well.
Yeah.
First
execution
and
for real.
In order for us to move forward, in fact.
Yeah, these people ain't going to give us nothing but misery.
What they're doing right now, with every case that they're showing and they're documenting, this isn't awareness. This is a whole new way of psychological terror. Because now our children are afraid. That's they needed our children afraid, because they need that fear instilled for another 40 years. Every generation that has been scared has scared their children and scared their grandchildren and their great grandchildren.
Right, psychological.
We have been in psychological slavery. We have been in psychological slavery because they will let. That's the reason why lynchings were so public before. This was a means of terrorizing, because they knew if this person was traumatized and terrorized, they would not let their children do certain things. And now we have a class of women, such as myself even, that are terrified for our children. And so we're almost corrupting that freedom within them, because we're instilling the fear that we know the things that really can possibly happen.
I'm just saying, it's all psychological warfare.
We
realize that the system is working really hard to keep us in a certain position and a strata in society. Elijah Muhammad certainly came.
And submission. And
so we realize
that means complacency. That means so many different things. And I'm speaking from the heart today, because I had a very
heavy day,
eye-opening experience happen with my son, my 13-year-old son. There were so many ways that the situation could have went, because they don't see him as a child anymore. They see him as a young buck. They don't see him as a fawn. I see him as my baby. They don't see him as a baby. And it doesn't matter how pro-black that you are, sometimes your own children can fall into stereotypes, and they can literally be at a mercy situation. It's very real. And so it's more important that we set the bar while we're here. We have to set the bar. We cannot fall complacent to anything and then turn around and forsake our children and put our children at their mercy. We can't. Because every other race of children in their teenage years can literally have affordable mistakes. And black children are not afforded that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
They always
But I fed into that today. I fed into that black mother's fear. Because anything could happen.
They always see a threat to
I'm just going to interject because it's heavy, and I'm going to give you a second to catch it up.
You know, everybody knows that I'm a more radical thinker when it comes to punishment and justice, and I really want corporal punishment everybody, it seems like, especially when they do injustices that are fucking atrocities, especially in like consideration to the young man, any young black male youth or young woman is a fucking target right now.
Exactly. Well, and we got to realize ain't nothing new under the sun. They've been doing this. They did it with Emmett Till. My son is 13 years old. Right. Emmett Till was 13 years old. Even before then, if we take it all the way back to Egypt, they were killing the firstborn son. They have been doing it. And we have to lead in such a way that our children have an option. They have an option of going to the slaughter or saving themselves and living in their own destiny.
Right.
Shabaka, is that you?
I'm supposed to protect them.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm on the other phone. Excuse me for 1 second, y'all. Okay, yeah, I just crossed the state line there. I'm out in the middle of the desert back in California. Yeah, there was a call dropped on the last phone, so I'm on this one. So I'm sorry, please go ahead with the show.
Okay.
Yeah, what I said is we're supposed to protect the children, especially right now with them going to the public schools, and they're in that, they're subjected to having to accept whatever.
Well, now they're getting more and more passionate about justice.
Right.
Our children, they knew that this was going to be the last generation of the 40-year scare before when they assassinated kings and when they took all of these great leaders during one time era. That was the 40-year scare. And now our children were coming out of this 40-year scare. They even tried to instill it with us in the 80s and the 90s when we saw Rodney King. Understand? They tried to instill that fear, but our children were growing out of it. Now you got all of these young children getting killed.
Yep.
All of these children that don't make it to be 21.
Fear is still alive in the people that are from the 80s. I'm still in fear. I'm in that genre. I live in that mindset.
I mean, but it's us as far as we programmed to instill fearlessness, but in a manner that won't make you an easy target. You see, because an armed person, of course, in any aspect without education is a target. So
if you really focus on
ain't nobody here.
I mean, if you're really going to focus on education and we're going to decolonize our mind, we got to really take from the example of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He didn't just talk it, he actually did the knowledge, he walked it. I mean, we actually did create schools. I think we do have the ability to actually pull our resources.
Elijah Muhammad that did that. There was Marcus Garvey who did that. There were so many, Medgar Evers.
Yes, yes.
There were so many other men that stood up and put action to their words, to their virtues. What we don't do as a society is honor them enough. We don't glorify them.
That's
enough.
Right.
We glorify these entertainers. And these entertainers who are also same people that our children are looking at as leaders.
And Peterson will not do this at all.
Can educate our children more than Amos Wilson in our schools.
You're right, sister.
That's the shame.
You're right.
So I'm saying, want to happen, we got to put our own methods and our own devices in order for us to teach a lesson to our people, each one.
We'll bring all of that to light because our children have no choice but to learn ugly truth about this government, about this nation, if we go for historical justice.
I that they're fucking insane. That's why I want to keep saying, say, honestly, only you can see, since now you're making you go three, I watch it, you go see. That's exactly why I keep saying, see, you can see, seven, but wait, because we all die, you wonder why, so that's only you go see.
Yeah, but we need to be patient with each other, too, speaking, brother, to allow us to speak. He was speaking before you. Just saying. Well, I'm done speaking, sir. So you can go on and say whatever you feel. I really apologize, but I was speaking.
Yeah, go ahead. I appreciate what you said.
So all of y'all.
What you say, guys?
Feeling all of y'all. Y'all on point.
Oh, yeah, and if I'm in a chat, you know, I remember when the Rodney King case went down there in Los Angeles. And what it was, as we all know, is that they didn't think that they were being videotaped because that day is at the time where they had the video recorders, you know, before they had cell phones, right? And so the LAPD was just doing, you know, what it normally does when it comes in regards to black people. And the irony of the situation is, as I'm on the highway this evening getting ready to head back into North Cal, I'm getting ready to pass the exact spot where they beat his ass. You know, I hate to say. But the sad part about it is that this has become the norm in the American ethos for us to be brutalized, marginalized, killing ourselves. And we got to focus on, you know, what we do to each other as well, too. It's because when you look at these institutions of Hollywood, they'll sit up there and glorify degradation. They will glorify black men, the great black women. They will glorify black women, the great black men. But as soon as you sit up there talking about, well, let's bring this black family back together, let's become self-sufficient, let's do for self, then the next thing you know, they want to sit up there and tell us that we're wrong because we're up here trying to upgrade the quality of our lives for ourselves.
Right.
But then
well,
when you go out here and see these other groups.
This nation has been built off of. This nation has been built off of our demise. Our exploitation, our sexploitation, all of that. As far as slavery, it wasn't just regular slavery. When we look at slavery, people need to realize it wasn't just regular slavery. It was human trafficking slavery. There was plenty of sexploitation going on. So the black woman has always been degraded. It was up to us once we realized that we were being degraded and everything, and we were standing up for our rights on that. It was up to us not to be bought after that. But our women were bought after that. But that was because they thought this was systematic success. You see what I'm saying? Go from rags to riches, started from the bottom, now we hear all of that. You know what I'm saying? That never prepared your mind frame. And they knew that. It never prepared your mind frame for that type of lifestyle, for that type of wealth, for none of that. It just gave you a whole bunch of money, and they knew that you was going to do ignorant shit because that's what they were paying you to do.
You are absolutely correct. And that's what that whole institution of Hollywood is about.
Black women. Yeah, and Hollyweird having this false sense of success when all of their morals and integrity is out the fucking window and they don't give a fuck. But that is one of the most valuable things.
I'm about to say, I'm listening to those today rap music right now. It's like they almost four or five from August.
That think that their sense of empowerment is sounded like a black loop. That's how we think that they're empowered, by sounding like a black loop from back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Hey, I want some head. Hey, I want this. I want this. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. No Gucci, no coochie. And all this other dumb shit. Do you understand?
I know,
right.
They got women talking like men and channeling toxic male energy while they're training their women to have divine feminine energy.
You're right. Mm-hmm. And then,
Absolutely, just look
at your boy Tommy Hilfiger, who gets up there and says he doesn't want black people buying his clothing line.
And what's the main thing that our folks want is Tommy Hilfiger.
Guess
who was the token nigga for him? And I hate to say it like this because I love her so much.
Who was the token nigga?
Who?
Who was that? Oh, yeah, Leah. Yeah, I'm a baby girl. Yeah.
Do you understand? I hate saying that because of how much I love her.
But that was one
black person that he co-signed. But he said that basically, like, she was his nigga.
Yeah, exactly. And then the sad part about it is that when you come up here and talk about doing for yourselves and producing for yourselves, now all of a sudden you're a black racist. But I find it very, very interesting that these other groups of people go out there and talk about building for themselves, and they call that progress.
If we look at any successful business
in
the U.S., it is a last name.
Right.
It's a last name. Mm-hmm. McDonald's is a last name. All kinds of
right.
things. Johnson & Johnson, last name.
Last
right.
name. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, all we have to do is carry on a legacy. But where a last name makes a difference. It doesn't matter what we do. We just have to start doing it for ourselves. And put
First and foremost, we gotta look at each other. Teach one. We all we got.
Labels really are feeding a family fund. Anytime you buy a brand name or a label, any fucking thing, you're buying a family fund. You're contributing to a family fund.
Exactly, and that deals with generational, and that's what the generational wealth is all about. Okay, all right, yeah, I'm through talking for a second. Yeah, go on and let somebody else go on and get some input in.
One at a time, everybody. That way we can everybody get their thoughts out. Clearly, so we could all hear each other, because we start talking over here, we can't hear them. Okay, go ahead, Brother Romel.
Romel, understanding the angel of the peace from the east, understanding and understood in the neighborhood near you. Salute to the fallen soldiers, frontline campaign every day, all day. I just want to say I agree with the sister. I think that we've been living in fear for so long, you know, that, I mean, it's detrimental to us, you know, the fear that we're in. We're in a state of constant fear. We need some kind of courage, some kind of boldness. We need to attack them on every level, psychologically, mentally, physically, in any way we can. They come with misinformation. We need to come with information. You know, fear is doubt. The opposite of doubt is knowledge, you know, because if you know, you're for sure. You're confident in yourself. We need some confidence in ourselves. We need some confidence in our leaders. And that's what we're missing right now is, you know, strong leaders in our community that ain't selling out, that are sticking to code. You know, I just think that if we need to focus on our strengths, and with our strengths, our main strength is our unity, man. And that's why the devil, you know, he's bred in us dissension. And a lot of times, you know, we get so caught up in ego battling and all this other crazy stuff that we lose focus on the main cause and the main thing that we should be focusing on, which is our freedom, justice, and equality. You know, free from the devil's shackles, you know, a form of justice where, you know, we have a mutual respect, you know, with each other. You know, I just think that I agree with the sister, and I'm just glad to be back on the show.
Hey,
true
indeed. It's always a pleasure having all of y'all on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Know, and just keep it respectful, you know, as our hostess is saying tonight, Sister Brandy. And also, too, I want to apologize, you know, for taking so much time away from it, but I've been out here on the highway handling my business, and I'm headed back to the home front right now.
Right.
And the only thing I can say is that I traveled all the way from Atlanta through Louisiana, all the way through Texas, all the way through New Mexico and what have you here in Southern California. And we, black family, are in a very, very sad state of affairs from what I witnessed from all the different cities that I went through. And it's up to us to take care of us, but as Sister Bianca was saying, it is definitely get our educational infrastructure back. Also, too, we got to change our mindset and quit turning on each other. And keep in mind is that this society with this Eurocentric influence is geared for us to turn on each other. And I say let's prove it a lie. And let's build amongst ourselves, because that's all who we got is just each other. To our next speaker, please.
Yeah, I agree with to the point. I agree with the sister. I agree with all the black family over here. Like, you know, time to come together as one. So I'm tired of seeing the same old bullshit narrative, because I know it's almost 22 right now, and we got to make any brand new deal for us. Like, come on, like we don't want to see the same shit over again. Now, I know for one thing, I'm not gonna take this vaccine shot. They're trying to mandate that shit. They're trying to control us. Even they true, and they want us dead or lay down on the ground. They want us, they just want us to be fearful. But we're not gonna be fearful for a far too long, because time for us to take a stand right now. Because, you know, time to fight back at this cause. I know last year it was hell, but now this year we should stand up right now. Like, come together as one black family. Time to stop with all the fighting, stop with all the bickering and stuff. Come on, time to come together.
Well, the way I see if we ain't doing this type of unforgiveness with the actual enemy, we better be able to forgive each other. We better be able to have the same level of forgiveness that we're having for this bullshit right now with each other.
Well, actually, can I say something real quick? My thoughts are this. Look, I feel like, you know, what we need to do is set an example, and the example is that everything is in-house and off, you know, out of the public eye. Families are going to disagree, argue, whatever, that's just what we do. But when we allow the devil's whispers to come into our minds and affect us to cause that conflict within each other, then we're having these active dialogues that are like telenovelas. That's for the ratchet individuals, that we're not like that. We're above that. We know how to play. We can do this because we're mature enough. We've seen time and time again in the public eye how adults don't know how to behave, and they talk bad about each other and disrespect each other on active forums recently. And it's embarrassing. It should be embarrassing to us that is the type of people that are our family, our kin, when we know how to conduct ourselves, because we're mature enough to have to be leaders. We're revolutionaries. Some, them, that do all that novella shit, they're not on our level. They can never be on our level. They're doing immature shit. We know how to behave because we have to. If the leader,
we need to bring back the black code, flat out. We got to bring back the black code. And this is universal.
Black code, right?
It don't matter if you woke or not. You can follow. I don't give a damn what kind of lifestyle that you're living. Do you understand? Because that's the unity that we eventually got to come to. there will be gay people in the black movement. You want to know why? Because there are people that don't, they see themselves as black first. Do you understand? There are too many people that actually see themselves as black first, and that's the only unity that we truly need. And as long as we're all on black code, it don't matter what type of lifestyle that you live in behind closed doors. Let's be real, because we don't know how many of our revolutionaries might have been closet gay.
Correct. This is facts about this. But the whole black code is uplifting your brother and sister.
Of course. You know what's right, of course. No, listen, because there are certain people that know that, of course, it takes a positive and negative to make any type of energy. But that's what we need to remember as a people as well. That is our last source of uncapitalized, uncolonized anything of our culture. Is our energy. Do you understand? And that's actually, like I said, the highest currency in the universe, period. We need to focus on making sure that we ensure that for our children.
Yes, I want to ensure that we lead, if we're going to be leaders as revolutionaries, that we lead an example for ourselves, an example of what not to do, example of what to do, example of what to fight for, how to fight for it. We can do this.
Well, see, that's the reason why we had commandments way back in the day anyway. We had the set laws, the laws of Ma'at. We had that. That's still there. That's proof that it, like, I can hear everybody else's versions, but I'm going to tell you, that's solid proof. Okay? So the 44 laws of Ma'at is very real. We did have a set lifestyle and a set code for how we conducted ourselves. Hell, we can't even keep the 10 that they stole now. And that's because it's been geared that way. We can never, ever, ever. It's so important. I'm telling my children right now, it's way more important to read than to watch anything. You don't need to be watching no damn TV to get no information.
That's something I would be saying. Like, turn off the TV to I'm gonna pick up a book that do some
spelling
research.
Spelling. It gives you knowledge.
Yep. Right.
It manifests things within your brain to where you can manifest it physically. Because that's knowledge.
Yep.
Knowledge
you can't unlearn shit.
Knowledge is power.
You really can't unlearn shit. Once you learn it.
Right.
Jesse,
you can leave it alone, though.
Anything, Brother Jack? You got anything?
Yeah,
got something to contribute?
Yeah. I got so much to say.
Oh, yeah,
you know where to begin. I agree with everything that's been said. Where I was going with this broadcast tonight was the influence of the new black media on applying justice to the system of racism and white supremacy. The killers of Ahmaud Arbery were sentenced from pressure from the new black media, the grassroots, people, boots on the ground, that said enough is enough of this shit. You're not going to continue to lynch our children in the streets. And
right.
I feel
Brother
if we didn't apply that pressure, these mugs would have walked like Rittenhouse. So that's where I was going with this show. That's why it says, what does justice look like in 2022? Because we've seen in 2021 that the black grassroots had a lot of say in what was going on with all the protesting, all the protests that were going on across the country for justice, starting with George Floyd and then Dante Wright. And it's a long list of others that we just said, look, enough is enough of this shit. The youth said, look, enough is enough. This is not going to be business as usual. This is not going to be the same day on the plantation. It's going to be a new day on the plantation. So that's why I designed the way it is. And then I wanted to get into the sentencing, how that worked out, because they ended up getting 25 years to life, each of the three killers. McMichaels and the dude that filmed it, they both got life sentences. And we've seen with other killings, such as the killing of Mike Brown, such as the killing of Trayvon Martin, that justice wasn't being served at all. The killers are getting away scot-free. So now it's 2022. We're saying, look, there's going to be justice, and not the conventional definition of justice, fairly and equality. No, we're going by what the code says from Nellie Fuller Jr., which says that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it. So 2022 is a new day on the plantation. These race soldiers that masquerade as police officers are going to continue to kill us and get away with it, getting time now. So this is sending a message to the whole police.
The whole scenario.
You're not going to – the same shit that you got away with 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
5, 10, 20, 25 plus years ago is not going to fly anymore. We're setting a precedent, and big ups to the new black media, including Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, for allowing this to take place, because prior to the new black media, this wasn't happening. These officers were not getting life sentences and 25 to life. We've been getting these kind of sentences, but they weren't getting no kind of sentences. They were just getting slaps on the wrist and sent back out to kill some more of us. So that's where I was going with this. And then I don't know if a lot of people know, but George Floyd's niece was shot in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Last week.
Yeah.
And they're talking about that.
Wow.
And they're talking
that's
about
crazy.
That.
And if I might say, too, Brother Chuck, all right, just like with the Rodney King case that went down, okay, when L.A. went up in 1992, or the rebellion, as they called it, the thing is that has to be understood in that case. Those guys are not facing no more than 2 years because they were not charged with attempted murder, which they should have been. They only were charged with violating his rights under the color of authority. And then let me say this right here, too, Brother Chad, classic line, if I may. And then I'm going to shut up for a minute. And we are still waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call at 516-418-5996. And we understand you had your head bumped and you've been bamboozled, but, you know, you can still give us a call. We ain't going to come down on you too bad. We just
tell the two favorite words. The two favorite words.
Yes, sir. Right. Oh, yes, and also, too, to the Screen Actors Guild, also, too, to the Screen Directors Guild and the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences, and we all know Sidney Poitier had passed away recently. May he rest in power.
Yes, sir.
First place, you guys out there in Los Angeles, you know, and I'm going to be passing through L.A. County, you know, in the next couple of hours, you know our classic line. You know our classic two letters. The first one starts with the letter F, and the second one starts with the letter Y, and go ahead and connect the dots.
Yep.
For degrading us and disrespecting us. However, though, we do appreciate the breakthrough that Sidney Poitier had made in Hollywood, the same with Ruby Dee. And Eartha Kitt,
Ozzy Davis,
and Ozzy Davis as well too. Also too, Oscar Mashore, and of course the great Paul Robeson. So keep in mind when those brothers and who?
Cicely Tyson.
Yes, indeed. You know, who refused to play those degrading roles. You see? And then also, too, so all you Weinstein bums out there, you know, who are violating the children and what have you, may you get the maximum penalty allowed by law. You know what I mean? And I can appreciate and respect the science of filmmaking and what have you, but we just need more of our people telling our own stories as opposed to these wannabes who think just because they read a couple of books on black culture and listened to some jingles and hip-hop and degrading ourselves thinking that they're expert on black culture. No, you're not.
It's a bunch of stereotypes. That's all that is. That's what I said. We need
indeed,
brother.
I said, and you've been with us from day zero. You know how we get out? You know?
Right.
Yep, so I'm going to shut up for a minute. You know, we're having a very, very excellent show tonight, man. And as our hostess is saying tonight, you know, let everybody speak one at a time. You know what I'm saying? And if we do disagree, please let us disagree agreeably.
Yeah, agreeably. That's right.
Yeah, because we can't hear each other if we're talking over each other. That's good information right here.
Oh, yeah.
We about to go hardcore tonight. It's uncensored, uncut.
Oh, yeah. Well, brother, I said, you know how we get out. You've been with us from day zero,
right,
man. You know what I'm saying? You've seen it all.
You already know.
Sure, all, and definitely, of course, a shout out there to the anchor man. Definitely, of course, a shout out there to Brother Paz, running for mayor of Denver, Colorado, 2023.
Yep.
You know.
Shout out to Brother Paz.
Well, I'm thankful to be on the panel this evening.
Then, of course, Sister Bianca. I'm sorry, Sister Bianca. Of course, we got to recognize you,
also,
too.
Well, I really want to give a shout-out to everybody who came to Malcolm X Day last year. We're going to have it this year as well. There are certain things that within even, you know, a lot of people mistake their purpose for a place in or a ranking in any type of affiliation. When it comes down to it, everyday living, that's how you systematically push back. Because there's any, and this is for any black person in America, don't ever feel like you're alone, because the moment you feel you're alone, there's a white person watching you.
Before I found Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced in the No Black Media, I felt alone. I felt, where are the black people that think like me? I know I can't be the only black person that thinks like this. And then,
well, you know I was here.
We done ran people out of
black show screenings. You understand? Me and Brother Che. That was fun. That was fun back in the day. We saw agents and we called them for what they was.
Agents.
Yeah. Yes, we did call for what they was. And then, like with me, they can keep all the hate mail coming on. You know, I welcome the suspension on Tweety Bird and Facebook.
They suspended you again, Shabaka?
Last post that I made, they were saying it was fake news. Is because it was the sister who said that she got Bell's palsy from the vaccine. So now they're trying to say it's fake news.
That's all it is. How is it fake if I'm talking to a real person? You going somewhere with that.
Oh, yeah. Right. And then also, too, speaking to a gentleman about 3 days ago in Houston who was talking about that they're trying to go all virtual with this social media platform, this high technology and all of that. and it's definitely like the Matrix. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because they're trying to tell you that this fake shit is real, and that this and that the real stuff is fake. You see? So of course we got to be able to differentiate between the two. Is because even under the most extreme circumstances and what have you, 2 + 2 still must equal 4, even in this warped part of the galaxy.
True indeed. That's why I speak mathematics and logic, brother. It's the only language.
Oh, yes, sir, General.
Very, very important for us to tap back into mathematics and science. That was our spirituality with the universe.
Right.
True indeed.
Everything
mathematics
is
mod, so I'm in total agreement with you, sister.
Alphabet is ours. Alphabet is ours. The science, the technology, everything is ours.
If you look if you look at sorcery, they all come from the study and the science and the mathematics of the universe. So that's what our initial religion, if you want to say religion, that's what our religion was. It was science and mathematics.
Yep.
You are born with numbers, you die with numbers. Everything is numbers. Plus, on top of that, the science of the universe and knowing plants and animals and chemistry is so important to knowing how to affect this earth system in a good way and not a bad way.
That's why we got to eat right and think right.
That's right.
Well, that's the whole
time
thing
to grow
with that. You look at the pharmaceutical companies. They're literally being sponsored by the foods that give you cancer.
And then I came across information recently that with this nanotechnology is that they're putting it off in the food as well, too. And about 4 years ago, there was a talk, and I think this was by Black I Stand, you know, about a Seattle, by Dr. Ken Adams, who was talking about the genetically modified organisms in the food is definitely targeting the reproductive organs and chemistry of the black woman.
Well, let's be real about it. It's sterilization on both ends. And how long do you think that we have actually been eating real chicken? We've been getting the clone chickens that only survive for 8 weeks, mind you.
Right.
They kill them at 8 weeks, and all they have to do is fucking scare them because their breasts are so enlarged that they can't run, they can't do shit. And that's they serve their purpose. And they're genetically...
And this started off in the early 80s, 90s.
So how long have we been eating this genetically altered meat that might alter our genetics?
Hello, I was
right, eat
like
to
this.
Live.
Is that
right,
going
you're
on?
Right.
Like that.
You
early,
grow what you
the late
eat, 80s, what you grow.
Early 90s.
And that means even meat. Do you understand? We need to even start looking back into, like I said, look into history. We had our own butcher shop. We had our own, we had a lot.
But they have a lot, right.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
Our ancestors knew that they couldn't trust none of, no gruel, no porridge, no nothing that came from these people.
Can I interject real quick? This is a thought about, you know, when we talk about do it for self. You know, this is another thing about raising our own animals, all things like that, so we know what's in it. I mean, we're raising them from the jump. You know, because I know for a fact what you're saying is true. I'm 41 years old. I heard about this going on since I was a small girl of 8 or 9.
Okay.
So eating these meats, I developed more like a woman earlier than I probably should have.
Uh-huh.
Looking like
that's
a
why
woman
McDonald's profits the way it does, because I promise you, you can tell the McDonald's
I'm
generation. 41.
It's different now. It's worse now.
It's worse now because they put all the chemicals in food. Yeah,
exactly.
All the disease comes from MO in food. Mm-hmm. Like, they put,
everybody's getting paid off of it. Everybody's going to capitalize off of it after they see what it does.
So everybody capitalizes off of it. In the meantime, their short-term plan is only 6 years for them to get rich. They know that it's 8 years for the actual side effects to kick in. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, nobody's playing the long future tenant game. Nobody's playing the 30-year game that they're playing. We're catching up. They're ahead of us. Just times it by 30.
No, get this. No, the reason why they're not really just that far ahead of us, because that's the reason why they don't have solutions to a lot of fucking problems. Certain problems, they thought that they were going to be gone for right about now, because they signed some dirty fucking contracts. Okay? And so when it comes down to it, you are going to see how this U.S. has sold us the fuck out. If you are not growing something, you will definitely, there already is a shortage in these grocery stores right now.
Yep. True.
They are hitting up fake in grocery stores to make it look like they're more stocked than what they are.
Yeah, and they're crazy.
Because they don't want to have a state of panic.
Mm-hmm. They just don't want their stores to go out of business.
When coronavirus first hit, everybody acted all stupid, grabbing all the fucking toilet tissue. The fuck do you need all that toilet tissue for? Why ain't nobody grabbing garlic?
Yeah, they've been grabbing all the toilet paper. Oh, the toilet paper, of the Lysol. I'm like, what the hell?
Toilet paper, after a week, that was all the time with a clean ass. I don't know what the fuck.
All the hand
sensitizers. Oh, no, I got the weed, I got the liquor,
and I got the toilet paper.
I'm good.
But think about it, cuz.
America,
think about it.
America needed that boost. And so just like when they had wars back in the 40s out here in the U.S., Gillette got big because they geared women to shave. Before then, there was not a big sale in razors.
Right.
But when
the issue with the wax teeth, it's all about how they get in your pocket and change your mindset. They programming. They have the programming shit.
That's what it is, all programming.
I promise you, if you look at every thriving profession in the U.S. right now, dentistry, they hope your teeth get fucked up. Lawyers hope you get in trouble. Cops hope you get in
trouble.
And
they bank on that shit. Yep.
Doctors hope you're fucking sick. Do you see what I'm saying? There's all types
of
capitalized
dollars
up off of our
demise.
Yeah, they want to keep you in a revolving door of debt and constant being in their pocket and, like, in this
fog. Debt treatment and addiction. They want you to keep on running around in that circle.
Right.
Yep.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool though with the liquor, weed, and toilet paper though.
And they also go and do a goddamn thing if you go to the hospital.
Hell no, they don't. I'm case in point. Look where I'm at right now.
No, I mean seriously. the reason why I know this is I know women that have taken. Okay, they've had their children at home, and because they did not take that baby directly to the hospital, they let that baby's placenta sit on that baby, the afterbirth they had been connected to. They let that baby take all them nutrients.
Isn't that
you know that they
though?
Called that child neglect and they tried to take that baby from that mother?
No, but ritualistically, isn't that a special thing? Isn't that supposed to be you're
but
supposed to do that?
What's that?
So why?
That's a special
if
thing, though, right?
Everything else in nature. Do you understand? Because you got, look,
that's special,
they don't
though, right?
Deliver every wild animal,
right?
So
why
is it that everything else in nature can keep their placenta on, their babies can keep their placenta until it falls
Can y'all
off.
Hear me?
Yes,
y'all can
please
hear me, right?
Please
that's
speak
a special
one
thing, though, right?
Like three people speaking at the same time. It's really hard to focus.
One at a time.
It's a special thing, right, though? Like, you see the pictures with the babies that have been home birthed, and they got all that stuff, like the placenta and the herbs and shit in the bowl. That's like a real thing, right? A real ritual.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's how our children are supposed to be born. There's nothing wrong with that. How is that labeled child neglect?
No. I didn't mean it like
no,
that.
No, literally.
Mean like
I've
that.
Seen the government
but that's a
trying to
right?
take children for that.
Of course. They don't understand it. But it's a special thing, right? Question.
Yes, of
it's
course.
It's special, right?
That's that baby's introduction into this realm.
With all the herbs and everything that's in the bowls, right? That's special. It's still attached
it's
to the cord and everything?
It's a ceremony.
See, okay, that's all I want to know because I don't, you know, I understand. I knew there was a value to this. There's a purpose for it. Of course, they're not going to understand that. Of course, they're going to see
okay,
it as neglect
I'm
or...
I'm going to say something, and this is why it would make more sense. Think about when you die. Everybody says that they see a bright light, right? Right before they died or whatever, you
not
know?
Not true, though, yeah.
Okay, no.
There would be something different.
What if it is true and it's you being born into another fucking, out of another fucking vagina? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can
right
see what you're saying.
Here. Do you see what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't
see
that
what you're
frustrate
saying,
you? Doesn't it make more sense why babies cry so much when they're first born?
Yeah, that's why
I say you have to sell. There used to be a rite of passage because in all mathematical stance, you can look at any family around the time a baby is born, an ancestor dies.
Yeah,
I can dig it because I can definitely relate to that. I understand what you're saying. I'm asking because I was asking because of how they look at it.
It doesn't always
happen. I was wondering what the significance
of it. For the most part, it does.
Yeah, I was asking about the significance of it. For the listeners that don't know, I myself did not know. Need to know. That's why I kept asking. It's very important. Yeah?
We
don't
do
all the
same ways that we're going to be able to fight back in all of this shit. Is rebelling against this whole fucking system altogether and going
hell
back
yeah.
to our ancient way.
Reject the devil civilization. His whole society.
Exactly.
It's
trans.
Like so
it's trans.
When people turn around and be like, well, it sounds pretty religious and whatever you're saying. No, I'm not saying religious. I am literally saying mathematically and scientifically being aligned with this universe again.
It's our culture, sister. It's our tradition. It's our way.
Yep. It's in our DNA.
True indeed. Anything else would be uncivilized.
So, I'm going to say something that might get a little touchy to some that might be listening, but vaccinations alter your DNA. I don't give a damn what they say because they don't know about what happens 6 months into each person's life where you kind of have it's almost like a photosynthesis for your DNA.
Right.
And
right. That's exactly what it is.
Every 6 months.
Just been saying that from jump.
And that's your body's
exactly.
natural detox. A lot of people don't get that. It's your body's natural detox.
Right. And then on top of it, too, is that, you know, the metallic particles that they're putting in you with it as well, too. You see? It's because,
yes.
you know, when you look at microscope, microsoft, microchip, you know what I'm saying? 3 + 3 + 3 = 9, not 8, not 10, not 12, and not 15.
Not 14.
Straight out. You know what I'm saying? Straight out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, is that they want us to sit up here and believe lies and bullshit as being truth, but then they want us to believe that truth and facts are lies. You see what I mean?
Right.
Numbers take
so
us home.
This is,
numbers
this
take
is
us
what they
home.
Wrote in a book
right.
called 1984 that was written in 1949 called Doublespeak.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that age right now.
We're in the space age. We know that. This world as we know it is ended.
Yep.
Oh, yes,
this
indeed.
Holiday is real.
Yes, the world is going to go quiet. And why do you think when these space cowboys, you know, keep going up there busting their ionosphere, you know, look at how the weather patterns are changing. So what they need to do with their sorry asses for humanity is that they need to take Bezos, they need to take Steve Jobs, other clown right there, Bill Gates, and what have you. What they need to do is get on a spaceship, do humanity a favor, and fly straight to the sun.
One at a time.
Earth outside of Earth looks like Sanford and Son's front yard. All the satellites, because they have literally synchronized.
Right.
So I'm serious, and it's bad.
No, she's right.
The universe.
So you're right, though.
It fucks the universe bad, but it looks like a whole fucking Sanford and Son front yard in front of Earth. All these damn antennas and satellites for shit that they have beat the knowledge out of us for, but is in our genetics, so it was meant to come back anyway. There are certain phrases that they use, like Alpha and Omega, for this purpose. They know that they have already been used. That's what's going to happen. We will reset. We are our bodies naturally when we sleep. A lot of people don't get this, but they have such vivid dreams, or they have deja vu, or they have this and that. Do you understand? Your body is in the most default position when you're asleep. So that means In your sleep, all of your senses are activated. You actually travel your sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Once upon
you
a
read
time,
about that, Sister
Bianca. Our genes were active like that when we woke up. Our genetics were active like that when we woke up. So we could teleport to shit. We could move shit. We did not hand build no pyramids. We thought that together.
Right.
Yeah, levitation.
Yeah.
We thought
we
that
built
together.
The pyramids.
We manifested it through our mental and our and holding crystals that were connected to this earth.
Yeah, well, she's got a point about that. And there's a sister on my Facebook page.
Right now. They say that we have five junk genes right now as black people. Ain't nothing junk within us. Anything that is it is meant for our use, our survival. Do you understand? Those were the senses that they beat out of us. The communication with the universe that they beat out of us. Native tongues that they beat out of us.
Yeah.
They're a part of our
system. You're right. No, you're right about
they're
that. It's because going through the deep south.
I agree.
Our diet so much. Because if our diet activates our genes, it's a wrap. I don't give a fuck what they try and tell us we don't know. We know how to do it.
Right. Exactly. And then on top of that, I'm going through the deep south. You know, I was listening to the wind and hearing the stories of long ago. And, you know,
yes,
it's still morbid. It's still violent. You know, you could feel that, you know. And then I was feeling the spirit of those down there, you know, who was going for their freedom, you know, making the ultimate sacrifice. Sister Head going down there leveling that street sweeper at some of these fools, letting them know that, hey, you're going to be free. You're going to be dead. And you got like about 3 seconds to make up your mind because I got to keep this train moving. They say, but at the same token, I was also feeling the power of our survival instincts there, and you know the endurance that we had to survive. You see what I mean? And then also too, I passed over ancestral land where my ancestors had slaved at. You see, which was Alabama.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is some serious stuff, and that sister is saying there on a metaphysical basis that when we did perform brain surgery, when we were performing embalming of our dead, when we were performing the great feats of engineering and calculus and what have you, you know, the Europeans, you know, he didn't have that. So, you know, they want to come down there and plagiarize everything and what have you. And then, of course, you know, we've done episodes on that day before, so we don't have to rehash that. But it's very, very essential, as Sister was saying, is for our young people to reconnect with our ancestral ways for our progress.
Yes, indeed. That's the point I was making. And to enlighten on that, it's more on, you know, just finding your alignment with this universe, because at the end of the day, we seen and read in the Bible, anybody who's read the Bible, it's been said the devil's going to try and take as many souls as he can. So that being said, we got to keep ourselves and stand on our shit. When we know what we know, we can't be complacent for legal purposes. We can't. No, we're going to have to make these stands in order for even the younger ones that might get it and might not get it, you know. They, you know, we have to make that stand so at least they know that there was that stand made in what might be, or that it, what is right, you know? On top of that, I encourage everyone, spiritually, find yourself spiritually, because at this point, we know that this isn't just, this is all kinds of warfare. So if you know what you know, can't nobody lead you astray. I can't suggest any type of actual spirituality, but what I will say is research everything and put math and science into all of it, because it all ties into each other. They selected parts of true facts of universal law for allegory purposes in the Bible, in all kinds of other books. They stand apart. They scattered the truth in each book. And then they turn around and they made that divisionism because all of them tell you, once you follow this one, don't follow anything else. Okay?
Right.
But if you're going to be real about this shit, they put all of what they learned into different books, and do you see what I'm saying? They stuck by one of each of those commandments, they were very selective, because the Council of Nicaea knew that it was for control purposes that they would do it, because they saw that we had ritual, common living because of the universe.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, we were original man, you know what I'm saying? And the original women, you know what I mean? And this is the knowledge they want us to suppress of ourselves, you see what I mean?
Yes.
It's because it's more that we are ignorant of ourselves than the more juice that the opposition has on us, you see what I mean? And, you know, sad, but it's true.
You don't know who you are. Anybody can
exactly.
That's true.
And this is why the hashtag was created, Resurrection of the Mental Dead.
Resurrection of the Mental Dead. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yep, and most definitely, you know what I mean? And then, too, as that is very, very imperative of, pooling our economical resources on land, labor, capital, banking, revenue, and we really need to develop our own damn medium of exchange, you know what I'm saying? It's because I'm looking at China. Yeah, and I'm looking at China.
Sony is even a last name. We got to invest in our own last name.
Exactly. And then I've been seeing a lot of brothers and sisters dropping knowledge, you know, on social media in regard to that. And then also, too, this game that China and Russia is playing and all this old type of crap. And the cold part about it is, the U.S. included, wouldn't have the quote-unquote might that they have if it was not for our natural resources coming off their continent. I'm talking about that titanium, that bauxite,
that
gold, that silver.
Blacks and Asiatics, we were so cool once upon a time, and now that America had any type of an alliance with China, they sent China to do their dirty work as far as Africa China lending money to Africa in order to get Africa in debt and then them taking over certain areas of Africa.
So
you don't watch what the left one is doing. That's why I try and teach my children chess. You have to have the left and the right brain activated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
True indeed.
All right, so we're done.
Okay, brother Chip. Yes, you were saying.
All right. How many minutes we got, brother?
We got 14 minutes.
So we want to do the closing comments now?
I'll go ahead first. Okay, first place, this is a very, very excellent show on production tonight. So definitely give credit to our hostess tonight, Sister Brandy, and then, of course, the rest of the staff here did an excellent job, you know, in my absence and what have you. And I really, really do appreciate it. And all I ask, folks, if we're going to have a disagreement, let us disagree agreeably. And other than that, this was a very, very excellent show and production.
True indeed.
Yeah, that's my closing comment.
I am grateful for it.
Mm-hmm. Each one teach one. We all we got black family. Time to come together as one. Black love, black unity, all black everything. You know, we need to come together and we need to stop bashing at each other because we all we got. Time for us, time for us to take a stand because we in a state of a crisis. I know it's on 2022. And y'all tired seeing the same old routine or y'all tired seeing the same bullshit? Tired to the same narrative, call in one arm to survive a black experience. We're going to give you the real black truth, the real black deal, and nothing but the real black love on this show. Because I love y'all, black family. Peace and love.
Black power.
Black power.
Always.
Whose turn is it? As far as justice,
Mr. Bianca, you want to go ahead?
Well, as far as justice, like I said, there are different forms of warfare, so there is always going to be different forms of justice. Economic justice, start buying black. I say it every time I'm on here, buy black, honestly. Invest black dollars where they can actually be of value, you know, and keep black empowerment going. Also mentally empower yourself. Don't watch what you speak into your life. Watch what you say about yourself. Watch what you surround yourself with as far as words, because they have an impact on everything. That's why spelling and writing and everything was so impactful. That's why reading is knowledge. Not, you see what I'm saying? Not just seeing some stuff or viewing stuff. That's not knowledge. And some, not to knock people who learn like that, but you also had to have read it somewhere. Reading is knowledge, because once you read it and you process it, you can't unlearn it. Not always. I mean, you can unlearn things that you wasn't supposed to learn in the first place, you know, but honestly, just making sure that mentally, physically, spiritually, you're staying ready for the revolution. Don't think that for one minute that they're taking a break while this war is going on. There's no breaks in war. So you have to be on your toes at all times. However, you know what I'm saying, knowing who you are
should keep you at enough heat to where you can take on this journey. We are our who our ancestors were waiting for. We are this generation that our ancestors were waiting for. It's time to stand the fuck up and stand on your shit. Peace, love, and black and power.
Thank you, Bianca.
Love, black power.
I'm
gonna go last. Brandy or Colleen?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Sister Brandy.
Is Colleen still on? Colleen still on?
Yeah, he should come on.
This is what I gotta say. Stay black, stay dangerous, stay favored. Use your black excellence, man. They betting on us to fail. Always. We're better than most. Let's just carry on with that. Confidence is everything. I want to be a.
True. What happened?
Brandy. Sister Brandy's still there?
She dropped. Okay. Kareem, are you still with us?
Brother Kareem. Brother Kareem. Still on the mic.
And Sean is still here. Brother Kareem.
He probably had to do something.
All right. Well, I'll close this out. So, thank you to everybody that called in tonight. This was a great broadcast. A lot of in-depth information was given about our people and knowledge of self and what we need to do. All I'm going to say is, the purpose of the show was to show, you know, that the new black media is having a strong influence in getting justice for our people in 2022. White supremacy is taking L's, and it's going to continue to take L's. And we need to continue to do what we've been doing, expand on it, and keep fighting the power as much as possible. The powers that be, because white supremacy is on its way out. There's a new day on the plantation, and the youth are not taking it anymore. So, oh, there's Brandy. Let me put her back on so she can finish her call.
Okay.
All right, man. Dude, you can hear me. Right. The headphones are acting all stupid. My thing is, stay black, stay dangerous, always stay empowered. We know how to act. We know what to do. I feel like I'm a progressive person in my mind, and I believe I grew up with a corporal punishment mindset, my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to corporally punish everybody that needs it, like an eye for eye. I want to spank everybody. I always want to do the most. And that's a radical way of rethinking, but it's just like, sometimes you just got to take it in that manner nowadays. Nowadays, we can't let white supremacy have a pass. Can't let people go around killing us. Can't let people stealing from us, treating us like that. We have to, like, sometimes we might just have to get radical and whoop that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? I don't want to be PC no more. I don't want to be politically correct. I'm tired of it. I've been tired of it. And I've gotten to that level. Maybe that's not the right message. That's how I see justice. Justice, if you kill somebody, then you got to go. You did that. That's what it is. Fuck time. fuck sitting in prison. You ain't gonna learn shit but get your hustle on. That's me. I wouldn't learn nothing going to jail. I like to play cards and I'm social. You feel what I'm saying? But if I did something that were warranted that level, I would pray that there would be some sort of tribunal and get into that, because maybe that's what needs to happen now, because we've been too lenient. And while they get away with shit, we're dying. We're suffering. Our children are suffering. We're suffering. We don't know. We need to know what we have to do, even though we may not be that savage type of individual until we're pushed to that level. So I'm thinking, how much is too much? How much is, what is it? When's enough enough? How long are we going to continue to take this abuse? When I think about justice, that's where my mind is nowadays. That's where my mind is. Because nothing else has made sense. Everything that we've done to placate, to provide a level of justice according to what they want, has caused us nothing but misery and continuously keep us in this cycle of debt, incarceration, death. I mean, I can go on all day on how they like to keep us paying and killing us. You know?
It's reformed slavery, and a lot of people don't get that. It's just reform and revive. Slavery never ended. And until we actually break away, we simply are living in Stockholm Syndrome. And we have never gotten away from our kidnapper.
Yep.
Do you understand? Nope. How can, just let me heal. That would be like a rapist fucking coming and telling you how to clean yourself up after they done fucking raped you. Just leave me the fuck alone. Don't fucking touch me. I don't need you to offer me a bath. I don't need you to do none of that. You've already fucked me up. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Right.
You, why can't we really see ourselves as the, look, if we're seeing ourselves as victims of senseless crimes, it's the same fucking thing. It's unwilling contact.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the same rights you would give a rape victim. Leave me the fuck alone. Let me heal myself.
That's time to heal.
Yeah.
And we have we have never gotten that in America.
No.
Nope.
But we were here before slavery, so why can't you just leave us alone somewhere here? That's ours. Leave us alone somewhere here. I shouldn't have to go to any other fucking continent to actually be alone. I should have the liberty. The real freedom in this country is us having the option to fuck with them or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that option.
Nope.
So you see, when people are talking about equality, let's just look at the real equality. We were raped. We were colonized. Anybody else that you did that to, they had enough time to go home and lick their own fucking wounds. We have not.
You're right.
Been consistent.
That's
consistent. They never stopped.
Stockholm syndrome, passive aggressiveness, disassociated cognitivism, our whole fucking lives. And then we come out with these mental disabilities like schizophrenia, where we're more than one person, because literally we have to live and be more than one person, even sane. Do you understand?
Yeah, dissociate because it's so bad.
DID. We have DID permanently in this country until we are able to break the Stockholm syndrome that we're under.
Right.
True.
Yeah. I'm clapping.
There's no way in hell, after the history of what you've done to our people less than 100 years ago, should we fuck with y'all?
Yep, and we bred that into our own, into our genetics, into our lines. Everything they've done, we bred that into
us. But
out
of fear. Into
us.
Out of fear.
Out of fear,
entertainment. No, out of fear and entertainment, we end up supporting white supremacy.
The show's about to end, so thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to go out with...
Peace, Black Power, family.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, brother.
Peace,
oh,
Black family.
Peace, Black
Empowerment,
y'all.
See
you
Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah,
thank
call Mr. Call back in.
I just talked to you. I just got to end the show.
Black Power. Talk to you soon. Thank
Black
you.
Black Power, family.
Black Power. Black Power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sound about right. No, that sound about right. Uh-huh, yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beat. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken from Star Eastern Black Bean. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's a black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. We did your classrooms like a gladly. We were buying sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell if you listen. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's a black thing. Black shots to knock me. I be on new shit, so they copy, the debauchery. Go ahead, then watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl is homicidal, every time you at my recital. I will serve you like appetizers, you should know, nigga, I'm your idol now.
Who up in the West?
Pop a dog pound and jigger.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X.
Peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody tryna get dreads and shit. But they ain't African. All the light girls getting a tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. The rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton, baby, it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black Bobby. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Yeah, black on, black on, black nigga, I'm back on, back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's the black thing. Yeah, Mike Lee, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up in my white tee. Or you wanna be just like me, huh? Do the police wanna lock me up? Step your own creep, black F. Both ones. What it's gon' be, what it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Who up in the West?
Pop a dog pound and jigger.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X.
Peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.